A university has to have 7 branches of learning, isn't that right? That's the difference between a college and a university.
Oh, yeah.
A university has 7 branches of learning. And medicine is usually the one that schools do not have.
Yeah, because I went to one that was a university and it was no medicine. Yeah. It's going to be hard to do that. If something's really, really top-notch, and just, that's another way of saying top-notch.
The very best.
Okay, first class.
First class.
Does this have any meaning in education to you?
I'll get a first class education.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was.
That would be like Emory.
What other meanings would it have outside of it, getting a first class education?
Live in a first class neighborhood.
Okay. And the books down the hall are all kept in one room. And it's the what?
Book room.
Yeah.
Or the storage room. Storage.
Well, if it's a building, it's a what? Where we go check out books.
Library.
Okay. And
library.
Okay. And we take, our mail comes in and out of a building that's called
the post office.
And when we're going to stay overnight in the city, usually we stay in
at the hotel.
Okay. We see movies and plays in within the building.
Movie houses or theaters.
Okay. And when we go to have an operation in the doctor's
hospital.
And there are doctors there and
nurses.
Okay. One
nurse.
And when we go to take a trip, we can go by plane or bus or car or train. And if we bring up the train, we go pick it up where?
At the station.
Or
depot.
Yeah, something besides station. The what station?
At the train station.
How about the railroad?
Railroad station, sure.
Yes. What's the difference between train station and railroad station for you?
Terminal, too. We'd say the terminal in Atlanta, and there is no more terminal.
What's the difference between a railroad station and a train station?
No.
I think a railroad station is not being used so much, and I'm missing a train station. I don't know where that's going.
I think in the South they say depot if it's a small town.
Yeah, they do. Okay, if you're on a bus and you are talking to the driver and the next stop is yours, you say, I want
to get off
at the next stop. Okay. I don't know. This is, what county? DeKalb is the name.
Of a county.
We learn in our social studies classes about the United States, and its
territories.
Yeah, and the law, its laws and
customs.
Government.
Okay.
And the war between the states is called the
Civil War.
Okay, and we have law officers to establish what's a phrase that we use.
Law and order.
Yeah. Okay, New York City is the capital of what?
New York State.
And Baltimore is the capital.
New York is not the capital of New York State, is it?
Oh, no, it's not. Albany.
Albany is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. New York City, right? Baltimore is city.
Maryland. Maryland.
Okay, and Norfolk.
Virginia.
Yes, see, I used to say Norfolk, but I know people in the South say Norfolk. Durham.
North Carolina.
And Charleston.
South Carolina.
Atlanta.
Georgia.